Everybody say, push. Pray until something happens. You know, prayer, it's got to be a part of our lives. Amen. He said, I want you to build me a house of prayer. He didn't say, he didn't tell us to do anything else but build a house of prayer. And so out of prayer, out of our praying, I know that God will build the house. You know, we launched a Samoan church last night here. It was such a wonderful time. They meet out in room one at 5 o'clock on Saturdays. Bunch of Samoan people, beautiful men and women of God. And as we did that last night, that room was packed. I mean, it was so filled with people. It was so wonderful. Everything just flowed great. And I believe God's going to do a great work in that group of people. But the brother brought a word. He said, you know, about the sower of the word in Mark 4. This is not my sermon, but I feel led to tell you. In Mark chapter 4, Matthew, Mark, yeah, there it is, Mark 4, it says, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. So the kingdom of God is like a man scattering seed. Now, the seed is the word of God. Okay, that's the seed. We're to sow, but we're to scatter the seed. Amen. We're to put the seed out there. We're to you know, the farmer would walk and throw the seed. You know, we're to scatter the seed. That's your job. That's my job. We're to scatter the seed. The kingdom of God is like a man that would scatter seed. Now, we scatter the seed, but I can't make a seed grow. I can't make a seed grow. I can't make that thing come up. It is a miracle that that seed comes up out of the ground, Pastor Jesse, because that seed's got to go into the ground. That seed's got to germinate. It's got to die. And then it brings life. And you know, we can't explain it. I mean, we can talk about it all we want, but we can't make that happen. Our job is to spread the seed, amen? And it's let God bring forth the life. And so when we're talking about saturating Corona with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's what we're to do. That is the calling, to go and to present the gospel of Jesus to people. And as we scatter seed in Corona, let's let God bring the increase. You don't have to worry about, you know, I'm not worried about anybody not coming. I'm worried about too many people coming. I mean, we're handing out 20,000 invites to come to church for Easter. I'm like, what would we do? 20,000 people come for an egg hunt. That's a lot of eggs. So our job is to scatter the seed, amen? Do the Lord's work. Come and scatter the seed. You know, pass them clipboards back, sign up. There's one right here too, Pastor Jesse. Pass them back. Let people sign up on them. So that they can get that into their heart. I need to be a part of this. I need to go. Because we do. Amen. And we'll scatter the seed and we'll let the Lord bring the increase. He says this. He says, for the earth yields crops by itself. First the blade, then the head after, and the full grain to the head. It's a natural process when the seed goes. He says, the kingdom of God is as a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep night and day, night, and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. We don't know how they're all going to get here. That's not our job. Our job is to do what? Scatter the seed. So I thank God for all of you that we're going to scatter seed in Corona. Amen? You're like, man, that's 3 Saturdays in a row you're asking for. Yep. 3 Saturdays in a row. And it'll be fun. So today we're going to talk about Holy Spirit prayers today. So why don't you stand with me and let's read the word. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. Dear Heavenly Father, as we go into this topic this morning of the Holy Spirit praying through us, I pray, God, that you give us ears to hear what the Spirit would say, that, Lord, that we take off any blocks we would have about this, Father, and we would have an open heart to receive what you want to do in us and through us. I pray that, Lord, even as Pastor Jesse prayed, we not leave here the same we came in, but there be transformation that takes place inside of each one of us. We thank you for this time in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. So today we're talking Holy Spirit prayers. This Holy Spirit is here to help us. Everybody say help. You know, you can read in the Old Testament of how the Holy Spirit would come upon a person here and come upon a person there. It was a select few who the Holy Spirit would come upon so that they could do great things in that moment. But things are different with us. Things are way different than us. I mean, how many of you love that story of Samson, how he'd get so strong and he'd whip a bunch of men. He'd do break ropes. He could, he killed a lion. He just... incredible strength, But because of what Jesus has done, we have more available to us than Samson did. We have more available to us than, Noah did. We have so much available to us. And in John chapter 14, verse 15 through 20, I'm reading this out of the Message because I love the way it says it. It's titled, The Spirit of Truth. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father, and he'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. This friend is the Spirit of Truth. The godless world can't take him in because it doesn't have eyes to see him, doesn't know what to look for. But you know him already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. Look at your neighbor and say, in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming back. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I'm alive and you're about to come alive. And at that moment, you will know absolutely that I am in the Father and you are in me and I am in you. Hallelujah. He is in us. Amen. I am in you and you are in me. And oh my gosh, we are together in this. So I want to break this passage down today that we've read because we need to know, because I hear so many people talk about, well, I'm not comfortable with praying in tongues. I'm not comfortable about the Holy Spirit. I mean, why? Why aren't we comfortable with it? Man, I remember Donna's dad laid, we were dating. Donna's dad laid hands on me. I got filled with the Holy Spirit, and I was out for 2 hours praying in tongues. Can't tell me it ain't real, man. I didn't even know what it was until it hit me. He said, have you received the Holy Spirit yet? And I'm like, no. And he's like, okay. Man, I was gone for hours. So if we break this down, the first thing he tells us, number one, be obedient to God. Be obedient to God. Do what God is telling you to do. Do it when he tells you through his word, when he speaks to you in your ears, when he speaks to you prophetically. Be obedient to God. Stop holding back. Stop reasoning it away. Be obedient to him. Know this. Know that God speaks to you. How many of you are children of God? Then he speaks to you. And so we need to do, even as what Delana said, it's been an incredible journey walking with her in this, because I'm just, listening to what she's telling me. And if she says, God says this, I'm saying, okay, let's do it. And you say, well, aren't you the head? Aren't you the pastor? Yeah, there's certain things God doesn't talk to me about, though. And I'm okay with that, because he speaks to my wife tells me, and we do it. I'm okay with that, because we're a team. Amen? I'm not always okay with it, though, Ron. I mean, to be honest with you. Because if I got to be honest, because when you get married, and then your wife hears from heaven, and she tells you things that maybe it's going to deal with you, too, it's like, well, I didn't ask for that. I didn't want to be dealt with in that. But I am along for the ride with Jesus, amen? And I want to be obedient to him. And listen, being obedient to God consists of loving him and loving each other. We need to love him, we need to love each other. Amen? Number two, that it says in there, Jesus is going to provide someone just like him to help us where we need help. Someone just like him. He said, I'm going to send another, a helper, one that is just like me, the Holy Spirit, because we know it's his spirit that he's sending. It is just, he's just like Jesus. And he said, I'm sending him to you. Amen. So it's not, you know, because Jesus, when he was here on this earth, could not be everywhere at once. He could be in one place at one time, but he wanted us in Corona, many thousands of miles away from Jerusalem, to be empowered and to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that his presence is where? It's in us. That is the promise to us. He says, I'm sending another one because you need help. How many of you need help? Oh, man, we all need help. Hallelujah. And then number three, listen, he says, he'll always be with you. So when people say things like, well, the Holy Spirit, the gifts and the stuff, it's not for today. Practice is not for today. I'm like, he'll always be with us. Always. Everybody say always.
Always.
So he's always. So he hasn't what? He has not left. He's not gone. You know, it's like playing basketball with your friends and the kid takes his ball and goes home. The Holy Spirit didn't do that. He didn't take off and go home. He's still here. Listen, if you look in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Spirit was here. The Spirit was here. And I know there's a lot of teaching about when Jesus raptures the church that the Holy Spirit is going to go. But it's only by the Holy Spirit we get saved. And there's going to be a mass revival of people getting saved after the church is raptured. So I would challenge you to even think the Holy Spirit is going to be here then too. Otherwise, people wouldn't get saved through the tribulation. He's going to help them. Because they're going to have to lay their life down. And you don't do that without some help. I remember reading, you know, I read the Jesus Freak book about martyrs. And there was one, it was in North Korea one time, and the church was literally in tunnels, and the North Koreans, they were making a road, and when that big heavy roller, steamroller was rolling along, it broke into the tunnel. Tunnel collapsed. And they found these families down there praising God, and they brought them out, and they told them, you need to deny Jesus, you know, mothers, fathers, kids. And they said, no, we're not going to deny Jesus. And so they laid their kids down in front of that steamroller and said, deny Jesus or we're going to steamroll your kids into the street. And they said, kids, we'll see you in glory. And they crunched their kids into glory, and then they crunched them parents into glory on that steamroller. See, they didn't care. You can't do that without the Holy Spirit. You got to have the Spirit of God to have that, make that kind of stand. Amen? And I believe that's why we need the Spirit, to make a stand for Jesus. And he will always be with you. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's always with us. Amen? Everybody say, always.
Always.
And then number four, he will reveal truth to us. He'll reveal truth to you. You can read it and you can understand it. Somebody can give you a word and you'll be able to understand if it's truth or not. You know, when a preacher's up here preaching, what I'm preaching, the Holy Spirit should reveal, am I telling you the truth or not? You have that ability because you have the Spirit. There's no fake news in the kingdom of God. Amen? It's revelation by the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need to take in. We need to allow him to reveal the truth to us. You know, when he was here, number five, he came in full measure into Jesus. Jesus had the Spirit without measure. And now he's in us. Now, as I said, he came upon the people of old, but he's going to fill us. He fills us. In Judges chapter 14, verse 6, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went down to Ashkelon and killed 30 of their men, and took their apparel, gave the changes of clothing to those who had explained the riddle. So his anger was aroused, and he went back to his father's house." Next one, Judges 15, 14. "And when he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting against him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him." Next one. And on the final, I went too far. Did we skip one? Did I miss one? Yeah, there it is. Yeah, I read that one. All right. And 1 Samuel 10, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon you, and you prophesy, and then you turn into another man." And 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 14, "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, son of Zechariah." See, it was not a common thing for the Spirit of God to come upon people. But now it should be common to the church, amen, that we are filled with the Spirit. We have more than what they had. They did amazing things, and God is calling us to do amazing things, amen. God is calling us out. And the Holy Spirit, as I said, was in the beginning in the book of Genesis. He's here today. He's going to be here tomorrow. He's never going to leave you. Number six, the world's not going to understand it. They're not going to get it. You know, I remember having a prayer meeting out there, room one, one night, and a non-believer came, and we were praying in the Spirit. We were praying in tongues. And he just sat there and watched, and he was amazed. But you know what it did? It convinced him of Christ. He says, I didn't understand what was happening, but I never heard anything so beautiful in my life. And he gave his life to Jesus. The world doesn't get it. The world doesn't understand spiritual things. And so when you go and you try and explain spiritual things to them, they might look like you crazy. You give how much to the Lord? You pray in what? Let me hear them tongues. Because they don't understand it. And that's got to be okay with us, that the world doesn't get it. It's got to be okay if they don't want what you have, amen? Because it's God that brings the increase. We're to sow the seed. And then number seven, God did not leave us as orphans. You know, we're not alone in this walk in this world. We're not alone. We have the Holy Spirit. I'm just reminded in Kings, Jehoshaphat went with Ahab, and they had this meeting, and they decided, you know, to go into battle. And Jehoshaphat says, "Hey, do you have any prophets?" And Jehoshaphat says, "Yeah." So he called the prophets in, and the prophets said, "Yeah, go to war. You're going to have victory." And Jehoshaphat says, "Do you have a real prophet?" Because he's discerning that these guys were lying. And so they brought in a real prophet, and this is what the real prophet says. The real prophet says, "I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with the host of heaven around him discussing. And they made a plan to send a lying spirit into the mouth of the prophets to tell you that it was okay to go to war." Because basically, God was saying, "I'm a little tired of King Ahab, and I'm going to take his life in this." And Ahab's like, "I told you I didn't like this prophet." But it let me know when he said, "I saw the Lord sitting on the throne and the host of heaven looking down." God is not done with us. He is fully engaged with us. Amen. And he didn't leave us as orphans. He sent the Holy Spirit. And he's here to help us. The Holy Spirit's here to help us, to guide us into all truth. Amen. He wants us to walk in truth. Jesus said, "I came to reveal truth to you." And so he came. The Holy Spirit's here to bring truth to us. And he's also will show us how to pray. Because remember, when we pray, we don't always pray right. It said, I told you last week, we pray, as the King James says, amiss. We pray wrongly sometimes. We pray wrongly sometimes. We don't pray right. We don't pray according to God's will. We pray according to our wants, our desires, our flesh. We're not praying according to what the Spirit would have. So we miss. And we wonder why God didn't answer my prayer. Because it's not His prayer. It's your prayer. It's not what God has for you. You know, when I read this story of Balaam this week, it's just amazing because they came and they said, hey, we'll give you all this money if you come and you curse Israel. And he's like, I can only say what God says. He says, well, we'll give you all this money. And he says, well, I can only say what God says. And so God told him, don't go. Go back in the house. So he says, I can't go with you anyways. God said, no. So he goes and he sits down in the house. And then, you know, Junior, that money, somebody's bringing you wheelbarrows of gold, wheelbarrows of silver. I mean, Balaam was like, wow, that's a lot of money. Because they came back again. Because they wouldn't take no for an answer. They said, will you come? And he's like, oh, okay, but I can only say what God says. And they're like, okay, that's good, but you're going to come. And then God speaks to him. He says, what are you doing? He says, well, is it okay that I go? Yeah, go ahead and go. What did God say at first? Don't go. But you know, I had this guy come to me one time. He says, Pastor, I want to help you. I want to help you build a church here. I'm so excited about what God's doing. This was years ago. And I'm like, okay, great, you know. And he says, God told me to stay here. God told me to get involved in the ministry to do what you're asking me to do, because I was asking him to do something that was challenging for him. And so I asked him, and he said, and he invited DeLon over and I for dinner, and he said, yeah, I'll do it. We're so excited about what God's going to do and everything. And then 2 months later, I'm outside here in the patio, and I see his son, and I hear his son say, yeah, we're leaving the church. So I went to that dad. I said, your son just said you're leaving the church. Yeah, God said it's time to go. What? Well, God said it's time to go. I said, 2 months ago, you had me in your home for dinner. And you said, I'm with you, Pastor. I'm going to do this. I'm going to submit. I'm going to come under. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to help you build a church. I said, and God changed his mind? He says, I don't know what to tell you, but God said to go. I'm like, okay. God bless you. God doesn't change his mind. Balaam thought, I'll go, because you're looking at all that gold. You know, I told you how they went and they destroyed all the Midianites. It says in there too, they killed Balaam too. Because he sowed the seed of them women into their camp. And they killed Balaam. Doing what God calls us to do is what we need to do. When God says to do something, that's what we need to stick with. The Holy Spirit, number 8, will give you divine direction. He'll give you divine direction. He'll show you where to go and how to get there, amen? He'll show you, Joe, how to expand your business, how to grow that thing into an empire for the kingdom of God. He'll show you how to do that. He'll show you what he wants you to do. He'll just give you wisdom from above. You know, as I was praying this morning with Pastor Jesse, you know, there's wisdom and there's understanding. Wisdom is what to do. Understanding is doing it. We all pray for wisdom. Lord, let me have your wisdom. But the understanding that we're to have, he says, with all you're getting of wisdom, get understanding. When you get wisdom on what to do, the understanding is doing it. Don't just take in and not do. You take it in, you start doing. Amen. You got to let go of that junk. Ooh, I don't know why I said that, but you got to let go of that junk. You got to move forward. The Holy Spirit will divinely direct you. And then number 9, I didn't put any of these up on the board. I was just caught up in this. Remember last week, we ask wrongly sometimes. And that's why we don't see the results we're looking for. When we start lining our asking up with God, we're going to see more answered prayer.
You're going to see more.
Now, Mike, you're having surgery on Tuesday. So, Wednesday, I'm sorry. And your knee. So I could pray for the surgeons or I could pray for your knee. So that when they get in there, they say, oh, hey, you need to go home, or, you know, you're okay, or, you know, you got 6 weeks off, or, you know. So the question is, do you want the 6 weeks off or you want God to heal you before you get there? So let's pray for healing. Because it doesn't say to pray for the doctors to do a good thing. It says that by his stripes we're healed. So let's pray to stretch your hands out towards Mike. Which knee is it? Okay, this one. Had to be sure.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over our brother Mike, God. We pray for the healing power of God to come upon this knee. That, Lord, that tear would grow together, God. That, Lord, they'd take a picture to see one more time, God. Yeah. Let it flow, God. Your healing into his body in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, your resurrection power would resurrect this man of God, and healing would flow from your throne, and you touch him today, God. Lord, when you said if two or three are gathered together in your name, you're there. That if any two agree on any one thing, you shall do it. Lord, there's a hand on his shoulder. There's a hand towards him. There's a hand towards him. There's a hand on his knee. We agree, God. So let it flow through this man of God today in the name of Jesus. Yeah, amen. Amen.
That's our prayer for you, Mike. Amen. 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 God, do something supernatural there. Because that's where we're lining up with him. Like, I have a hard time going and praying for people that are dying to go, cross over. I'm like, come back! Because that's my heart, that we live, Pastor Jesse, abundant living. I heard Jesse Duplantis speak. He goes, people always talk about living to 70, and maybe if you're a good person, 80, but it's allotted to a man for 120 years. Number 10, all of what I'm talking about may require waiting on the Lord. We get in a hurry these days. We need to not be in such a hurry that we don't hear from heaven. We need to hear from God, amen? We need to get into the direction that God has for us as individuals and as a church. Don't be in such a hurry. To get out and go. Soak it up. Soak it in. Take it all in. And then number 11. This means that you can't be afraid of the Holy Spirit or what happens to you when you're in his presence. I said many people are afraid of speaking in tongues, but that's wrong teaching. You don't have to be afraid of it. You just need to go with it. You just need to surrender your life over to him. Death and life are in the power of the what? The tongue. I asked the Lord one time, I said, Lord, why do you have us pray in tongues? I said, so much, people get so confused by tongues. Why? He said, well, Ron, when you pray in the Spirit, when you surrender your tongue to me, you're going to produce more life than you do death. I'm like, I get it. So that's why Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all. Because he knew that the value of praying in the Spirit and what it did for him and what it did in his life. You know, we've got to stay in the clear direction of the Lord and not get off track from it. Under that number 11, A is the Holy Spirit is from God. Can I hear an amen?
Amen?
He is God. Okay, he said, I will talk to the Father and he'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. The friend is the Spirit of truth. So, the Holy Spirit is sent from God. Amen? B, this Holy Spirit fills us. It fills our spirit. But you know him already because he has been staying with you and will even be in you. You see, what he's saying is Jesus was filled with the Spirit of God. So the Holy Spirit was with them in the form of Jesus Christ. Okay, so he's saying, I'm going to go, but I'm going to send another, the Helper, the Holy Spirit. See, I've been with you all this time, but when I go, I'm going to send another one. See, I've been with you, but I'm going to send one that'll be in you. And he's not taking him back, amen? He's not taking him back. So we know the Holy Spirit is here to fill all of us. And then see, the Holy Spirit prays through us in a heavenly language. He does. He prays through us in a heavenly language. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. That's praying in the Spirit with groanings that can't be expressed in words. I remember when I got filled, man, and it just, I was rocked that day, man. I got filled with the Spirit, and I stood there for an hour praying in tongues and just crying and crying and crying. And finally, they just sat me down in a chair, and I said one word in English in 2 hours, and that was water. They got me some water, and I kept going. And when I could finally kind of slow down, I went home. We were just dating. It was in 1979, Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving Day. Just go with it. I told you about that guy in Pakistan. Man, it was so funny. Some stuff in the church is funny. You know, there's funny things that happen. I said, you know, if you want to pray in tongues, you have to open your mouth and he'll fill it. And when I say open your mouth, I mean start speaking. But I didn't clarify that in Pakistan, Pastor Jesse. So that man stood there like this. I did exactly what you did. I started laughing. But you got to speak. You want him to fill you? Give him something to use. Amen? Start worshiping. Start praising him. Clock is always a killer, huh? D. The Holy Spirit will never leave us or forsake us. He says he'll give you another advocate who will never leave you. Why don't you come back, Nydia? We'll finish the rest of it next week. I want you to really get all this. I want you to understand. And then E, the Holy Spirit is for the believer. How many of you believe in Jesus today? The Holy Spirit is for you. In John 7:39, it says, on the climactic day of the feast, Jesus took his stand. He cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Rivers of living water will brim and spill out of the depths of anyone who believes in me this way. Just as the scriptures say. He said this in regard to the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were about to receive. Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Okay, so it's for the believer. It's for those for whom those who believed in him. And I know this. You could be filled today, you can be filled tomorrow, you can be filled the next day, you can be filled every day. And I believe we need to keep being filled. Amen. So, who's the Holy Spirit for? The believer. The Holy Spirit is for the believer. And we need his help, amen? We need his help in this day, in this hour. Now, what kind of help is he going to give you? As the worship team's getting ready, he's going to give you truth. He's going to give you rest. He's going to give you wisdom. He's going to give you understanding. He's going to give you counsel. He's going to give you might. He's going to give you knowledge. He's going to give you the fear of the Lord. He's going to give you the 9 gifts. He's going to give you the 9 fruit. He's going to empower you to be a witness. Amen. There's so much more that the Holy Spirit has come to help us with. And my question would be to you today, How filled do you want to be? How much do you want? He gave the Spirit to Jesus without measure. And we're going to sing, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. And if you're open to being filled with the Spirit of God, which you, if you believe, I believe you should. You ready, Nydia? Let's go. Start singing. Holy Spirit.
There's nothing worthwhile.
Just begin to worship that the Lord.
Could ever come close. Nothing can compare. Darling, all your presence, Lord. So I've tasted and seen. Yeah, I've tasted and seen the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit.
Come to the front and just worship the Lord today.
See that again. I've tasted and seen. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, Lord. Now sing with me, Holy Spirit.
Oh,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what I
Let's come, Lord God. Hey.
Holy Spirit, come, 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 come,
let it flow, God. Oh,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
Praise you, Jesus.
This place and fill the
air. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God. Yeah,
your glory, God, is what our hearts
long for. Let it flow, God. Let it flow, God.
To be overcome by your
let it rain down, God.
Come
fill her, God.
This fill her, God. Place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Let it flow, God.
Let it flow, God.
Let it
flow,
God. Let it flow, let it flow, God. Let it flow, fill it overflowing. Yes, let it be filled, God. Let it be filled with your spirit, Father. Fill him, God. Let it rain down, God. Fill him. Fill these young men, God. Fill them, Father, with your spirit, Father. Overflow, God. Give them strength, God, for the day, for the journey, God, they're on. Oh, empower them by your spirit today, Father. Fill them, God. Down on them, God. Lord, your word says, out of their belly will flow living water. Let it flow, God. Rivers. Oh, my sister, today, God. Let it flow. Yeah. The power is by your spirit, God. The power is by your spirit. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, God. Yeah. Let it flow.
Let it flow. I worship you. Let's fill this room. Won't you fill this room? Won't you fill this room?
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the presence of God is here this morning? Amen. And Pastor Ron quoted out of that scripture when Jesus says, if you come to me and believe that I am He, He says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Amen. How many of you are ready for that flow this morning? I really want to clarify something because it's important right now. Sometimes it feels like, Scott, we're in a desert in dry places. Amen. But how many of you know that even in the mid times of we feel like we're in the desert, that God will supply the rain? God will supply the rain. He would supply the water. Amen. And if you're thirsty this morning, amen, and as we get ready to conclude our service today, I want you to lift your hands real high this morning. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. You need that rain to come. You need God to pour out His Spirit today. Amen. You need God to do something fresh. You need God to do something new. You need God to do something incredible in your life this morning. I want you to raise those hands real high, and I want you to look up to God this morning. And I believe that the Spirit of God is saying to each and every one of us that He wants to cause that rain to come down. He wants to cause that rain to come down so that we no longer are thirsting for the things of this world, but we're thirsty for God. Amen. And He's going to fill our cup this morning. He's going to fill our cup this morning. Come on, let's just give God a few more minutes this morning. Let's just give God His time. Come on, somebody. Come on, let's not rush in and rush out this morning. When you know the presence of God is here, amen, you got to pull on Him, amen. You got to begin to call upon the name of the Lord. You got to begin to speak to God, amen. You got to begin to call to Him. You got to begin to lay it all down for Jesus and allow the Spirit of God to just come in and fill your cup until it overflows. You do not want to walk out of this place the same this morning. You want to walk out of this place filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that you can not only face your today, but you can face your tomorrow head on, because the Spirit of the Lord is flowing in your life. The Spirit of God says, do not be afraid of what's going on right now. Trust me and know that I'm God, and I will begin to flow in your life. And I believe what I said this morning to you was a prophetic word, that God Himself wants to awaken your dreams today. Amen. God wants to breathe on you today. God wants to pour out His Spirit today. Are you ready for what God wants to do? I'm going to ask you again, are you ready for what God wants to do? And I know there's some of you sensing in that this morning. You're sensing that God wants to do a shift in your life. God wants to do something incredible. And I know we talk about it week after week and month after month and year after year, but you got to position yourself to receive it, what God wants to do. And by an act of faith, I want you to say, God, the time is now. And I want you to say it like you mean it. The time is right now that the change is about to happen in my life. The desert is gone. That experience is over. And I'm going to walk in the abundance of what God has. Come on. Come on. Don't walk out. This is important, Pastor Ron. Don't walk out of here the same way you came in. Oppressed, depressed, and overwhelmed. Because the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is in New Hope. The Spirit of the Lord is here this morning, and God is willing to pour it out without measures today. Our lives are never going to be the same. Never. Father, we thank You for that this morning. We thank You. In Jesus' name, we give You praise. We give Him praise today. We give Him praise today. God, You're so good. Hallelujah. Ronnie, we give Him praise today, amen, for what God is about to do in your life. Hallelujah. You're going to go above, and you're not going to falter. You're not going to fall under the pressure. You're going to leap above the storms in your life. God is about to do miracles in your life. Hallelujah. How many of you can feel the blessings of the Lord right now? You can feel the blessings of the Lord. Can I close with a prayer today? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm just going to drink. I'm just going to drink. I know he's here. I know he's here. And I know some of you have to run to lunch, but I know he's here. I know that the bread of life is here this morning. I know that we're in the right place at the right time. I know that I'm sitting right now spiritually at a banqueting table. I know, I sense that I'm at the banqueting table of the Lord. And I can taste and see that God is good. God is a good, good God. God is a miracle working God. I know I'm right where I belong this morning. I'm in the presence of the Lord. And when you're in the presence of the Lord, Sister Ann, that's when the presence of God come. You can become undone. It's okay to pour it out, to allow the Spirit of God to work in our lives. Father, we thank you today for the presence of God. We thank you that God, you have navigated us through seasons of our lives. This is for someone, this is for our church. You have navigated us through tough seasons to bring us to this moment where we stand before heaven and earth, before our righteous King, and we allow you to be who you are in our lives. We thank you for that amazing journey, God. But I see us coming down to a river that's flowing. And in that river, God, you want us to begin to walk in. The river represents the Spirit of God to us this morning. And when we step in that river, the Spirit of God is saying, you're going to begin to flow like never before. You are no longer going to thirst for what you thought was good. You're going to thirst for what you know is great. You're going to thirst for that which is great. You're going to know that I'm a good, good father. You're going to know that the Spirit of God is real. We are going into a place this morning, Pastor Ron, Pastor DeLonda, where we know that we know that we know that the presence of God is there. Are you hearing me this morning? This is important. Because if you stand on the shore, if you stand on the bank of the river and you never step into it, you will never fulfill your destiny. But if you step in, and sometimes it's like that river is flowing, but God wants you to step in by faith this morning to know that God's got all things under control. He's got your life in his hands. And so right now the Spirit of God is saying, take that step of faith, knowing that I'm with you. And I shall be in you. And I'm going to awaken the Spirit of God that is on the inside of you. And you're going to see different, hear different, walk different, talk different, because you are different. God, we're stepping into that this morning. And Father, we thank you for your blessings today. We thank you for what you're about to do this week. We thank you for the testimonies that are about to come out of what's going on even right now. Father, we're going to testify of your goodness. God, we love you and we thank you. And we praise you for the multitudes of blessings. The blessings that have made us rich. And God, you are not going to add any sorrow this morning. You are expanding what you want to do. Father, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. If you love the Lord this morning, give him a big shout. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we're done. Amen and amen.